Good morning. Welcome to Calvary Chapel Online. So excited to be with you guys today. If you don't know, my name is Dylan. I don't even know what I do here. I started coming to church here about 8 years ago, and for some reason they kept me around, and now I'm up here. And yeah, Pastor Dave threw me to the lions this morning, and now I'm here with you guys. But yeah, I do the young adult group. So with that being said, I can wear a baggy sweatshirt. I can wear, you know, a goofy yellow hat that RT gave me. And I can do that because, right, we're in youth ministry, right, Michael and Alicia? We can do that, right, when you're in youth ministry. This is so awkward. Yeah, Pastor Dave definitely threw me to the lions in this. But for no joke, Pastor Dave, Pastor Daniel, and my favorite pastor, Pastor Larry, they're amazing. This is one of the best churches around, or the best church in all of the world. I don't know if I can say that, but I'm going to say that today. We have the best leaders. So when we're home, this is so hard to do. I don't even know what camera to look at. The light is shining in my face. You guys are thinking, who is up there speaking? We have the best pastors. We have the best church, the best leadership. So if we're home today, I want you to just to honor them and to pray for them. They need it so badly. It's a hard battle to do this. Last night, I had to go to bed early because I had to be up today. That's hard to do. That's hard to do. And I had to do that. I had to sacrifice for you guys. But we have the best leadership, the best pastors. They care for you. They love you. Just we have to pray for them continuously and always, right? Because they're praying for us. And so, yeah, just thank you for joining us online today. We're going to be in the book of Acts. If you're with us on Friday nights, young adult group, we've been in Acts for the past 5 years. Just kidding. But, yeah, the book of Acts, chapter 1. I have my computer with me. I'm not trying to be super cool or like a relevant pastor. I have my computer just because I don't own a printer. So if you want to bless me with a printer, you can do that. But Acts, chapter 1, I'm going to pray because I need the Lord's help. Lord, help us all. I need the Lord's help today. So God, we thank you for today, God. I thank you for this time that we get to gather, God, for you at home, for us here. We thank you that we get to worship you, Lord. That doesn't change. That even though the circumstances and the situations change, God, your power doesn't change. Who you are doesn't change. It never does, God. You are the same yesterday, today, and forever, God. And we thank you for that, God. And we worship you today because of that, God, because you are the only one that can claim that, Lord. So we just thank you. We thank you for the worship, God. We thank you that we can bring that to you, God, that you inhabit our praises. We thank you that you bless us, God, and you love us despite us. We thank you that you're here with us, God. We thank you that you're in our homes with us, God. We thank you that you're in our goings and our comings and our goings, God. You go with us wherever we go, God. In sickness, in health, Lord, you're there with us, God, and we thank you for that, God, that you have not abandoned us. We thank you, God, and we give you all the praise, all the glory, Lord. And I just pray, God, that you'd speak through me today, God. It can't be anything of me, Lord. It can't be anything, God, besides your word, God. There is power in your word, God. We thank you that we have that, God, and you have given it to us. In Jesus' name, all God's people said, amen. Bump your neighbor. Tell them, wake up. Get off the couch. Go get your coffee now. If you don't do it now, you're going to have to wait until the end. So get it now. It'll be done in about 3 hours. So Acts chapter 1. Are you guys there? Turn in your Bibles. If you have your Bibles, if you have a phone, it's okay. It's a little less spiritual, but it'll get the job done. Acts chapter 1. Acts chapter 1. I titled the message, Now is the Time. Now is the Time. I woke up yesterday at 5:30 in the morning. I didn't have a title. Sometimes I have titles for messages. Sometimes I don't. That's the title. I don't even know what it really means, but it kind of sounds cool. And I woke up at 5:30 yesterday. So I wanted to give it to you guys. I think it will bless you. Now is the time. Right here. Here's the context. We have Jesus. He just went to the cross. He just died the sinner's death for our sakes, right? He conquered death, hell, the grave. He conquered sin forever. And yet, what does he do? He returns, right? He returns to us, the certain disciples, right? For 40 days, he chooses who he's going to reveal himself to, right? And he chooses the disciples here. And it says that he did that with many infallible proofs in verse 3. And he did that. And what did he do? He spoke about the things pertaining to the kingdom, right? You think about Jesus. I don't know about you, but if I rose from the dead, I would have just talked about me rising from the dead and how good it was and how talented I am. Jesus, right? He's continuing to talk about the things pertaining to the kingdom, and he does this for 40 days. And then we see in verse 4, right? He's coming to the disciples. And it says, and being assembled together with them, he commanded them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise. He said, don't depart. You need to stay in Jerusalem, right? So he goes to these certain disciples. He says, hey, you need to wait in Jerusalem. You need to wait. I don't know. Has anyone told you to wait before? Sometimes it's really hard. So my day job, I work at juvenile hall. Just kidding. I work at a charter school. My principal is going to kill me for saying that, but the kids are great. I love them. But for a while, right, we don't have a ton of resources, and I teach PE out of the cafeteria in Bishop Kearney High School basement, and I didn't have a TA at the time, and I'm teaching class, and this is 2 years ago, and I had a four-year-old in kindergarten, super young, super cute. She's about 1 foot tall. She probably weighs 25 pounds, but as strong as an ox, and she decides just to run. She's one of those runners, right? Kids like to run, but then you have runners that just run out of class, and so she decided in the middle of class just to run, and so I had a choice to make. What do I do? Do I stay with the 99 and leave the one, or do I leave the 99 and go after the one? And I did what any good Christian would do, right? And I left the 99, or in this case, the 20 other 4 and 5 year olds to go after the one. I don't know if that was the right decision or what. I didn't have any other choice. So I run after her, and I could tell where she was going because of her hair. She has these little cute beads in her hair, and her beads are clacking down the hall, and I run and go grab her. Before I left, I told the class, hey, don't move. You need to wait. Don't do anything until I come back. Don't move. Right, and this has happened a few times. And sometimes I come back and they're all over the place, the cafeteria. Sometimes they're all just sitting there super cute. Right, but I told them, hey, you need to wait there. Don't do anything. And I feel that that's what Jesus is saying to the disciples then, and he's saying it to us today. You need to wait. You can't do anything apart from the promise. You can't do anything apart from the promise. I don't know what situation, I don't know where you find yourself today, but you have to know this. You can't do anything as a Christian apart from the promise. Do you know who the promise is? The Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the promise. We can't do anything in this life without the Holy Spirit if we are a Christian. It says, but you need to wait for the promise, middle of verse 4, which he said, you have already heard from me, for John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. That is the promise. The promise is the Holy Spirit. He said, hey, disciples, you need to wait. You need to wait here. I'm going to go back up, right? And in John 16, I don't know the exact verse, but Jesus says to his disciples, he said, hey, it is beneficial that I leave you. It is a good thing that I'm going to leave you. That's crazy. Jesus, the Savior of the universe, your Savior, your champion of your soul, says to you, hey, it's good that I go. Right? The one that maybe has everything to brag about. He does that. He is the greatest of all time. Forget Michael Jordan. Forget LeBron James, right? Jesus is the greatest of all time. Right? He's the only one that can brag about being the best. And what does he say? I love it. Humble Jesus. He says, it is good that I go. It is beneficial. It almost sounds blasphemous, doesn't it? It sounds blasphemous that Jesus would say, hey, it is good that I go. It is beneficial. It is for your benefit that I leave you. Because if I don't go, then I cannot give you the Holy Spirit. And I love this. He says the Holy Spirit is this. He is your advocate. He is your helper. He is your counselor. He is your encourager. He's the one that convicts our spirit of sin, righteousness, and judgment. Right? And this is what Jesus said. Hey, it's good. It's to your benefit that I leave you so that I can give you someone even better, maybe. It sounds so blasphemous. If it is, you can write Pastor Dave after. It sounds crazy. Isn't that crazy? You have a helper. You have a counselor. You have a divine encourager in the Holy Spirit. He said, it is good that I'm going to leave you. If I don't leave you, then I cannot give you the Holy Spirit. But I'm going to ascend up and I'm going to give you the Holy Spirit, your promise, your promise. It's crazy. Doesn't make sense to me. I wrote this down. You will not be able to do anything of purpose without his power and his promise. You will not do anything significant without his spirit. If you're here today and you're a Christian, you think you have no purpose. You do have a purpose. You do have a purpose. You need to seek it out in the Holy Spirit. right? You're not just alive to work your 9 to 5. You're not just alive to make ends meet. You're not just here to build the good American dream and have picket fences and Labradors. That's not why we're here. We're here to proclaim the gospel, right? And Jesus has given us the power in the Holy Spirit to go and do that. There is a dying world. I don't know if we've seen it in the news in our world today. There's no other answers. There's no other answers. Trump is not the answer. Joe Biden, definitely not the answer, right? Our politics, our movements in this world are not the answer. The only movement, the only person that's going to get the job done is Jesus. That's it. Jesus is the only answer. And he has given us the Holy Spirit so we can go out into the world and do that. You have a purpose in Jesus if you're a Christian today. If you're not a Christian, I hate to say it, but there's really no purpose. There's no purpose. What do? We live a great life and then we just die. If you believe that. When Jesus wants to give us purpose. Jesus is the only one that transcends into eternity. He's the only one that meets that need for us. Nothing else on this life is going to carry on. Not your riches in the bank. Not the business that we built. Not the relationships that we formed. Nothing's going to carry on in this world to the next besides Jesus. Besides Jesus. He's given us the promise. He's given us the Holy Spirit. He's given us the helper, the counselor, the encourager, the advocate. I love that. No other person can be this for you. Do you know that? But the Holy Spirit, he can be this for you. He can be your helper. He can be your encourager. He can be your counselor. He can be your advocate. Without failing you ever. That's the Holy Spirit. And if you're a Christian today, you have that. You have that ability to reach for him. You have the ability to get baptized in the Spirit for him to fill you and for you to go out to the world and proclaim the good news of Jesus. We have that in Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit. Thank God for that. Thank God. He says you need to wait for the promise that I've already told you, the Holy Spirit. He says, therefore, when they had come together, they had asked him, saying, Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom of Israel? And he said to them, no, you boneheads. Right? He said, no, we're not talking about that. I'm not talking about the seasons. I'm not talking about what is to come. I'm talking to you about the Holy Spirit. I'm talking to you about the dynamic power in the Holy Spirit. He said to them, verse 7. It is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father has put in his own authority, but you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. I love that. He says, hey, guess what? The seasons don't matter. It's not about the seasons. The seasons are always going to change. It's not up to you to know the seasons. It's not up to you to know the when, but you need to know the how. Because that's the reality. The seasons change, right? Right? COVID, that has changed us. Right, the political spectrum has changed us. Death has changed us. The seasons are always going to change. It's not about when, disciples. It doesn't matter when. It matters how. How are you going to get through? How are you going to make it through? It's through the Holy Spirit. We cannot walk out the spiritual salvation without help from the Holy Spirit. We cannot do it. It's an impossibility. It's an impossibility. We need to be encouraged today that we have a greater helper. We need to plug into him. We need to plug into him because we can't carry on. I don't know about you, but I feel like quitting every single week. Do you feel like quitting today? You need to walk with the Holy Spirit. You need to rely on the Holy Spirit. He said to them, it is not for you to know the times. It's not for you to know the seasons. Which the Father has put in his own authority. But you shall receive power. It's not about the when, it's about the how. That is the power. The Holy Spirit. But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. And you shall be my witnesses to me in Jerusalem, into Judea, into Samaria, into the ends of the earth. That's the point. That's the why. That's what God has designed us to do. He didn't just save us to save us so we could live a great life. He saved us so we could go out into the world and share the good news of Jesus because there's no other good news. There's absolutely no other good news. And there's no good news that lasts, like I said earlier. There's no good news that is eternal. There's nothing. He says, you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. And you shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. We can't concern ourselves with a when. We need to concern ourselves with a how, and it's through the Holy Spirit. It's through the Holy Spirit. It's not, hey, when is this going to end? When is my situation going to end? No, it's not about that. It's about how are you going to get through it through the Holy Spirit. When are we going to know about who's the president? We don't know when. We get through this season by the power that lives inside of us. The same Spirit, the Bible says, that anointed Jesus, that raised Jesus from the dead, lives inside of us today if we are a Christian. Bought by the blood of Jesus. That same Spirit, that's how we get through. When am I going to find my helpmate? When am I going to find that person that fulfills me? It's not about when, it's about how. Hey, you need to plug into the Holy Spirit. When am I going to get that dream job? I've been applying. I've been doing all these things. When am I going to get it? It's not about when, it's about how, through the Holy Spirit. The power is in the Holy Spirit. When am I going to get pregnant? Not me, but for you ladies. When am I going to get pregnant? I've been trying for so long. You need to trust the Holy Spirit. You need to trust the Holy Spirit, your helper, your encourager, your comforter, your advocate. That's wild. The Holy Spirit is advocating for you. He is helping you. He is comforting you when you don't have it all together. He is comforting you when you think you don't have enough to make it to the next day. He's your encourager, the Holy Spirit. And that's our purpose as Christians, is to go to all the world, start in Jerusalem, to go to Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. Worship team, you guys can come. This might be the shortest message I have ever shared. We have the comforter, we have the helper, we have the advocate. We have the divine encourager, and he is readily available to you. Right? We talked about how we can't do anything of purpose apart from his power. We can't do anything significant apart from his Spirit. That we cannot walk out the spiritual salvation without the help of the Holy Spirit. We talked about that. We talked about how the how is always greater than the when. The seasons are going to change. Trials are going to come in. Maybe you're home today, you're sick. A lot of people are sick. You don't know how you're going to get through, the Holy Spirit. You don't know how you're going to make it to tomorrow, the Holy Spirit. Sufficient are the worries of tomorrow. Let's worry about today. And you get through today by the Holy Spirit. You have this power, Christian. I want to tell you today that you have this power, Christian, in the Holy Spirit. He is greater than anything else that we could ever imagine or anything that we can fathom. He's greater than coffee in the morning to get to start your day, right? He's greater than the energy drinks that we take before you go and work out. He's greater than anything that you could supplement in your life. Because he comes and he fills you and he meets you and he encourages you and he helps you and he advocates on your behalf. And Jesus, the Savior of the world, says, hey, it is good that I have left you. It is good that I have left you. It's to your benefit. Because if I did not go, I could not give you the Holy Spirit. I'm here today to encourage the heart that is weary, to encourage the broken heart. I'm here to tell you today that you have the Holy Spirit if you're a Christian, bought with the blood of Jesus. He has freely given you this gift in the Holy Spirit to go to this world, to go to this world to share the good news that saved your soul. Right, the gospel that makes your soul jump, that Savior, He has given you that power to go out into the world and share the good news. There is no greater time than now. Now is the time to accept the Holy Spirit. I don't know if you've tried to walk out this spiritual calling without the Holy Spirit, but now is the time to accept it for your life. We need to. We absolutely need it. Otherwise, we're going to fall short. We're going to fall short. We're going to give up. We are going to grow weary in well-doing. We are going to not make it to the end. God said, hey, if you want to make it to the end, then you need the Holy Spirit. I have given this to you. Don't neglect it. Don't unwrap it. We need the Holy Spirit. I want to beg with you today, if you're a Christian, that you need to ask the Holy Spirit to baptize you afresh today. We need it. We absolutely need it. I can't do this without the Holy Spirit. You can't do whatever you do without the Holy Spirit. You can't go to work without the Holy Spirit. You can't love your neighbor or your wife or your husband without the Holy Spirit. You can't love your brother or your sister or your neighbor without the Holy Spirit. You can't do right things without the Holy Spirit. You can't understand sin, righteousness, and judgment without the Holy Spirit. We need the Holy Spirit in every aspect of our lives. I want to beg with us today that now is the time. We can't do it on our by ourselves, on our own. I've tried. I am a witness of that, that when you try to do it by yourself, you're going to fall. You're not going to make it. Maybe you've fallen in the past, and maybe you will even fall in the present. God's saying this, hey, the righteous man falls 7 times, that he gets up again by the help of the Holy Spirit. We have that today. You have, if you're a Christian, you have. That's good news. There is no good news in this world. That's good news today, that we have the Holy Spirit. You have this dynamic, this dynamite power to go into the world and share the good news that saved your soul from the pits of hell, from your sin nature. We have that. We have that ability. There's no greater news today. There's no greater news. And maybe you're listening to this message today. Maybe you're listening to this message today and you're not a Christian. All a Christian is someone who's acknowledged that we're sinners. There's no difference. We're just sinners bought and saved by the blood of Jesus, by his grace. There's nothing else. There's nothing else that separates a Christian from a non-Christian. Besides the blood of Jesus, it is by grace that we are saved through faith and not of works, lest any man should boast. It's not on you. It's never on you. By the blood of Jesus, if you're here today, if you're listening to this message, if you're home on your couch, if you're listening to a message because an annoying uncle or aunt or father or mother made you listen to this today, I want you to know that it's not by happen chance that you're listening, that God wants to save your soul. Save your soul from what? Your sin nature. Because we're all birthed out of sin. We all have this fallen nature within us. And there's no way that we can have eternal relationship with our Father in heaven, with God Almighty, without Jesus, his blood shedding for us, being the propitiation for our sin. Right? Led Zeppelin had it wrong. It's not a stairway to heaven. It was a stairway down to heaven by Jesus. And he came, right? And he bridged the gap for us so that we can have life and we can have it to the fullest. Do you know that today? God is desperately in love with you and wants your soul. He wants it, because your soul today, if you're not a Christian, if you're here today, if you're listening, your soul weighs in the balance. There is heaven, there is hell, and your soul weighs in the balance. We don't know what tomorrow holds. We don't know when our last breath is. We do know this, that what the Bible says, that life is like a vapor. It is here today. It is gone tomorrow. That's the reality, that one out of every one person dies. That stat is true. Maybe we think that the coronavirus stats aren't true or the elections are rigged. Whatever the case may be, we know this for sure, that one out of every one person dies. That stat is true. Where is your soul going to rest when it leaves this earth? Where is it going to rest? If you're here today, you're not a Christian, you need to beg God for the blessing of the Holy Spirit to wash you, to cleanse you, to clean all of your unrighteousness. We don't have any moments left. We don't have any. Who knows what today holds? Because I know it. I know people who have lost sisters too early, and I know people that have lost brothers too early. And I know people that have lost parents and fathers and mothers too early. because death comes knocking. And Jesus is desperate for your soul today. He wants to give you life and life to the fullest. For the Christian, we need the Holy Spirit. He has bought us. He has sanctified us. He has sealed us, the Holy Spirit, until the day of redemption. But if you're not in Jesus today, you need to cry out. All you have to do is say that, hey, God, I am a sinner. I acknowledge that I don't have what it takes to be perfect in your estimation. I need your blood to wash me and cleanse me. Right? The Bible says that if you confess with your mouth and that you believe in your heart that Jesus is Lord, you will be saved from your sin. Jesus went to the cross. He conquered sin, death, hell, the grave for you because he loved you. He loved you. There's no greater gospel. There's no other gospel. There's no other good news than that. And he wants the Holy Spirit, non-Christian. He wants that Holy Spirit to wash over you and cleanse you today through the blood of Jesus. That Christian, you can't do it alone. We need to get on our knees right now and ask God to baptize us afresh. We can't do it. I'm going to stand here and testify that I cannot do it apart from the Holy Spirit. No one can. And I want to beg you today. I want to beg you. If you have not given your life to Jesus, then today's the day. What do you have to lose? I'm here to tell you that your soul weighs in the balance. It has become real to me. At one time, I was blind, and now I can see, right? And that's what we can all testify. And my eyes have been opened because I have a sin nature in me that I can't meet, that I have a hole in my heart. My whole heart is a hole. And the only thing that can fill it is Jesus and the Holy Spirit. And he has come, and he has met me, and he has saved me, and he has sanctified me. And by his grace, I've been set free. God wants to set you free today. God wants this reality for the Christian, the helper. The advocate, the counselor, the encourager. He wants that reality to be your reality in your life for now and for eternity. For now and for eternity. But you cannot have the blessing, the gift of the Holy Spirit without giving your life to Jesus. Would you give your life to Jesus today? We're not guaranteed tomorrow. We're not guaranteed our next breath. I want you to accept Jesus today. If that's you, all you have to do is pray by yourself in your living room, at home, wherever you are, in your workplace. God, please save my soul. I know that I'm a sinner. I know you are the Savior. Wash me and cleanse me. In Jesus' name, that's all you need to do. You pray it. You pray it to God Almighty. He is faithful and just. He will hear you. He will hear your prayer. The Bible says that he is close to the brokenhearted. He draws near to the broken heart. That's what Jesus does. He sets the oppressed free. He sets the captives free. He binds up the brokenhearted. That's good news about Jesus. No other person is like him. He hears your prayer and wants to set you free today. And he wants to give you the Holy Spirit. He wants to give you the advocate. He wants to give you the helper. He wants to give you the counselor. He wants to give you the encourager today. Please. Please, God, we thank you for today, God. We thank you for this time that we could look at just a few verses, God. I thank you that the scripture is powerful, God, that it is sharper than any two-edged sword, God. I thank you that we can still meet, God, that we can still have church, even with the doors being closed, God, even with all the issues in our world today, God. The seasons are changing, God, but we have power in your spirit. So, God, I pray right now over every person listening, over every soul watching, God, that we be baptized in your Holy Spirit. And if we don't know you, God, that we would give our lives to you afresh today, God, because we are not guaranteed tomorrow. Make your truth real to us, God. Reveal yourself to us today, God. We need it. We are in desperate need of your blood to wash us and cleanse us, God. We need your spirit today. God, I don't know about whoever's watching, God, but I need to be encouraged. I need your comfort. I need your help, Lord. I cannot do this alone, God. Please come. Please come in and fulfill our deepest, longest desires, God. In Jesus' name, and all God's people said, amen.